أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. This is our final discussion in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And if you were if you had joined us yesterday in our this is our concluding discussion of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And if you joined us in our previous session, we were reviewing verses number 88 through to 96 in a summary of the three groups of people. And you'll recall that in this portion, God had summarized the three groups of people, who they were, what their outcomes would be, and what they would be either enjoying or suffering through in the world to come. As we left in our previous discussion, we posed the question that Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati in actuality has posed based on the verses of this chapter. And that was that in verses 51 and 52, God used two words to refer to the wretched people. He used the word al-dhalun al-mukadhibun in that order. Those who were gone astray and who lied the truth, who gave a lie to the truth. However, as he mentioned in verse number 92, God reversed the two words. And so in verse 92, God says, al-mukadhibun al-dhalun. He first refers to those who lied, who denied the truth, and then those who were gone astray or steeped in error. And the question that Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati posed, and that is something that we have to think about and that we will shortly answer, is that why was it that in the first passage of verse 51, that the word al-dhalun came and then al-mukadhibun, but in verse number 92, those two words were reversed? What is the wisdom? What is the rationale behind God doing this? The response is this, that it seems that in the first instance, in verse number 51, the address is happening in this temporal world, in this world that we live in right now, in which the person was, due to their own misguidedness, pulled towards the denial of God. However, at the end of the chapter, in verse number 92, the issue is then focused on the point of death of the person and them leaving this world. And in actuality, that is when the beginning of their punishment begins, when they go into the period of death, into the grave, and into, obviously, from that period until the day of resurrection. And so contrary to the other verse, when it comes to the punishment, it begins with that which is more difficult, and denial is more weighty than deviation. In these verses, the outcome of the three groups at the time of their death has been mentioned alongside one another, so that in this spiritual showcase, the individual can be free to choose whichever path they so please. They can have, as God says, rohun wa rayhanun wa jannatun na'im, the happiness, comfort, and plenty and garden of bliss, or if they wish, they can choose the other extreme, which is nazala min hamim wa tasliyatin jahim, that they would be offered boiling water for an entertainment and burning in the hell. There are no evidences brought forth when speaking about the rewards promised for those in close proximity and for what are known as ashab al-yameen. However, when it comes to the retribution for the disbelievers, God has brought forth evidences for why they are deserving of their punishment. And he states two factors. Number one is the fact that they belied the truth. And number two is that they were misguided individuals. Thus, we see that when it comes to reprimanding people, in our own day-to-day life even, that proofs must always be brought forth. However, when it comes to grace and love being shown, there is no need for anyone to give proof or reason of why we confer these upon someone. There's no need to explain why we love somebody or why we give them anything as a favor or as a gift. There's no need for that. But when we reprimand, we need to explain why. Now, Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, the sixth Imam, has been quoted as saying that the welcoming of the sinners with boiling water will be done in the intermediary realm, in the barzakh and the grave, while the entering into the hellfire will be on the resurrection or after the day of resurrection and after the accountability has taken forth. Thus, we see that this chapter began with a discussion on the resurrection And it also concludes in the name of the resurrection. Now, as we conclude our discussion today on Surah Al-Waqi'ah and finish this very powerful and potent chapter of the Quran, let us have a few takeaway messages that hopefully will allow us to think and reflect and mend our ways if we find ourselves drifting away from the path of God. Message number one for us to reflect upon is that the resurrection and its punishments and rewards in the next life are definite. And this is seen by the usage of the past tense verb to describe an event which will transpire in the future. That this, in the Arabic language, shows that something is definitely going to happen. This is a point to reflect upon and think about, that God uses the past tense, meaning that this is something that will definitely occur. That there is no doubt, no confusion, no ambiguity to these issues. Point number two is that for those in close proximity to God, death is merely the starting point of three unique forms of His mercy. It is, number one, a way to part from the griefs and challenges of the temporal world, as he says, فَرَوْهُن. It is also the attaining of the graces of God, as God says, رَيْحَان. And number three, and finally, it means to attain the perpetual success. And as he says, Jannatun Na'im. And these are all three forms of the mercy of God that will be given to us in this world, and more importantly, in the world to come. And last but not least, as our third and final concluding point as we wrap up this commentary, is that the punishment for a lifetime of deviancy and denial of God, as God says, Al-Mukadhibin Al-Dhalin, those who are liars and who are misguided, is that they are welcomed into the next life with the scalding drinks, and that their eventual abode are the burning fires, as God says, فَنُزُلٌ مِنْ حَمِيمٌ وَتَسْلِيَةُ الْجَحِيمُ. That this burning, scalding water which will be given as those who are entering the punishments of the world to come, that they will be given this refreshing drink, and they will be told to go towards the fires of hell. That this is for a lifetime of their deviancy and denial of God, and that we must keep in mind that God is free from all unfair forms of punishment. This is not because God is a vindictive God or an unjust God or a merciless God. Far be it from God for us to think of that or Him in that way. Rather, this was all because of the fact that the person themselves, they chose a path of deviancy. They chose a path of denial of God, of denial of the truth. And so, because they denied God, then they are denied of God's mercy in the world to come. We thank God for giving us this opportunity to review chapter number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And we thank our viewers and listeners for being with us during this entire journey. And we ask you for us to pray for us that we can continue in this project. And we ask you to spread the word of this message. Ensure that you have subscribed to our YouTube channel. Ensure that you have subscribed to our podcasts. And if you have the ability to make a financial contribution to this beautiful series as we review the Quran, we ask you to do so by following the links available in the descriptions of the videos and of the audios. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.